Good morning. I want to welcome all of you to our service. And I'd like to ask you to open your Bibles, please, to the book of James, chapter 5. James, chapter 5. While you turn there, I want to say I hope all of you are doing well. And we need to continue to pray for Miss Jackie that she will recover. And hopefully we'll be able to get back to our normal services next Sunday. This morning I want to read a passage of scripture here in James chapter 5. Actually, I'm going to read just a couple of verses. We'll start in verse 10 and then read verse number 11. James chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. The Bible says, "Take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy." Let's bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning and thank you for another day of life. Thank you for all your goodness and mercy, for your grace, your love, for your long-suffering. Thank you most of all for the gift of your Son, the Lord Jesus. Thank you that he came into this world and died on a cross for our sins, rose again the third day that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Lord, I pray here in these next few moments that you would speak through me the words that we need to hear. Lord, help our hearts to be receptive, and most of all, help us to be doers of your word. Lord, we do continue to pray for Miss Jackie, that you would please touch her body and give her healing. We pray for all the others in our church that might be sick or might need comfort or help in any way. Lord, we just ask that you take care of their needs, whatever they might be. Lord, we pray you continue to be with the church, with our missionaries and their families and their ministries. Continue, Lord, to help us to be able to support them and be here for them. Lord, we pray today for the leaders of our country. We pray for our country. God, we just ask that you please have mercy on this land. Forgive us, Lord, where we have failed you. And I pray these things now in the name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen. This morning I'm going to preach on the patience of Job. The patience of Job. And I want to begin by saying I'm sure at some point, probably several points in your life, you've heard someone state that they or a person they know has the patience of Job. Now, I must admit, no one has ever accused me of having the patience of Job, but I have heard it said about a number of people. And that expression shows up right here in James chapter 5, in verse number 11, where in the middle of that verse, James says, "Ye have heard of the patience of Job." So the patience of Job is biblical. It's something you read about in the Word of God. And here in the next moments, I want us to hopefully get a better understanding of what the Bible means when it talks about the patience of Job. And to do that, there's three things I believe we need to consider. First of all, let me say we need to consider the context. We need to consider the context. As I have told you numerous times, you cannot fully understand a verse, a word, or an expression without understanding its context. If you ignore the context, you will, the vast majority of the time, be misled and misguided about what something means. So we absolutely need to consider the context. And to get this, you need to look again at verse number 10. So look with me at James chapter 5 and verse number 10. And notice there, James says, "Take my brethren." One thing you want to notice is that he's talking to brethren. "Take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord." Now the prophets he's referring to are primarily, not necessarily entirely, but primarily the prophets of the Old Testament. Those prophets that spoke in the name of the Lord. And he says, notice he says, we are to take those prophets for an example. Now the Apostle Paul tells us that the things in the Old Testament were written for our admonition and learning. And James reinforces that truth by telling us that we need to take the prophets of the Old Testament for an example. So God intends for us to learn. He intends for us brethren, us saved people, to learn from the examples set forth by the prophets of the Old Testament. But notice here in this verse what James is speaking of specifically when he says we're to take them for an example. He says, "Take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience." James says we need to take them for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. And then he proceeds to say what he does in verse number 11, "Behold, we count them happy which endure, and ye have heard of the patience of Job." So the context of the patience of Job is suffering, affliction, and patience. And the idea is the prophets of the Old Testament suffered affliction, and they had patience in that affliction. That is the context of the patience of Job, and we must, as I said, pay attention to that context. We must realize the context in which the Bible speaks of the patience of Job. And if there was anybody who ever lived on this earth that understood what it meant to suffer affliction, it was Job. Most of you, I'm sure, are familiar with the story of Job. It's one that I've talked about and referenced on a number of occasions. But this man, Job, experienced more affliction in a single day of his life than the vast majority of us will experience in a lifetime, thank God. But if you look at Job for an example of suffering affliction, you see that in a single day, he lost just about all of his substance. Now, the Bible tells us that Job was a wealthy man. He had a whole lot of substance. But in a single day, he lost just about all of that substance. Then, in that same day, he lost just about all of his servants. And in that same day, he did lose all of his seed. And by seed, I'm talking about his children. The Bible teaches us that Job had 10 children. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and all 10 died in a single day. They were gathered at one of the brothers' houses having a feast. And because of Satan, a wind came and blew the house in on them, and all of them died in a single day. So he loses his substance. He loses his servants. He loses his seed in a single day. Just one day in his life. Then as you read on in his story, you find that a little bit later on, he is stricken with a horrible sickness. A horrible sickness. He is given by the devil sore boils from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. So he's got these oozing, painful sores that cover his body. Sickness. And then you see as you read on that he gets some really bad advice from his spouse. His wife says, look, you need to just opt out of this suffering. You've been through enough. There's no need to carry on. Just go ahead, curse God, and die. That's her answer to the suffering in his life. Job responds by saying, you speak as one of the foolish women. He did not take her advice. And then you have his friends who show up. None of them are a real comfort to Job at all. They basically tell him that his sin is the reason for his suffering. So if there was ever a man that understood affliction, it was Job. And we are to take him for an example of suffering affliction and patience. And something we all need to keep in mind is that as God's people, we're going to face affliction. Now, some people have the misguided idea that once you get saved, you're not going to have any more problems. But actually, the Bible teaches just the opposite. I want you to hold your place here in James 5 and turn back with me to Hebrews, which is the previous book. But go back to Hebrews chapter 10. And I want to read a verse to you in this chapter, Hebrews chapter 10. In verse number 32, Hebrews 10:32, the writer here says this. He says, but call to remembrance the former days in which, look at this now, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. Look at what he says in verse 32. He says, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. He doesn't say before. He says after. So the Bible clearly teaches that after you get saved, after you're illuminated, your eyes are opened and you're saved, that you will go through afflictions. That's something that you and I can expect as God's people. In Psalm chapter 34 and verse number 19, the Bible says many, not few, but many are the afflictions of the righteous. Not of the wicked, not of the ungodly, but many are the afflictions of the righteous. So you and I as God's people are going to suffer affliction. And the Bible tells us that we are to take the prophets of the Old Testament for an example. We're to look at them and the affliction they went through and the patience that they had while going through those afflictions and learn from that. It's what God wants us to do. And again, that is the context of the patience of Job. And that must be looked at in order to understand what the Bible means when it talks about the patience of Job. Here's a second thing that I think we absolutely have to consider to understand the patience of Job. Not just the context, but also we have to understand what I call the comprehension. The comprehension. And I'm talking about us actually comprehending what it means when it says the patience of Job. And again, you got to look at the context, which is people suffering affliction. But then notice at the beginning of verse number 11, James says, behold, we count them happy, which, notice this word, endure. Endure. That's an important word. It's a key word in understanding the patience of Job. Because here, that is basically what the word patience is referring to. Again, in verse number 10, he says, take these prophets for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. And then he says, behold, we count them happy which endure. And then he says, ye have heard of the patience of Job. Here, the word patience has to do mainly with endurance. It has to do with hanging in there. And here it's talking about a person enduring or hanging in there in spite of and for the duration of affliction. That's what it's talking about. So what does it mean when it says the patience of Job? Well, let me say this. When it talks about the patience of Job, it's not referring to Job being a mild-mannered, easygoing, tolerant person, someone who handled small problems without getting bent out of shape. That's really not what it's talking about. Now, maybe that's how Job was in his life, but that's really not what it's talking about when it speaks of the patience of Job. It's talking about how Job endured, how he hung in there during the time in his life when he faced extreme affliction. In other words, the patience of Job is not referring to how he was throughout his life, but to how he was at a particular time in his life. It's talking about that time when he endured that great trial of affliction. And when that went on in his life, Job hung in there. In spite of the counsel from his wife to give up and die, and in spite of the discouraging things said by his friends, and in spite of the intense pain that he felt in his body, which, by the way, is what the word affliction means. Affliction has to do with intense pain. If you go back and study the origins of the word, you see that it actually has to do with a flogging. If you've ever studied floggings or read anything about floggings, you know that floggings were horrible. It was a horrible beating. And that's the idea behind the word affliction. It has to do with somebody being beaten down and experiencing immense torment and pain for whatever reason. And whenever Job went through that season in his life where he experienced that horrible affliction we talked about a few moments ago, he responded with patience. He endured. He didn't quit. He didn't give up. He pressed on in spite of the affliction. That is the patience of Job. And that's important for us to understand. To say that a person has the patience of Job means a heap sight more than they can handle slight inconveniences without getting riled up or bothered. And that oftentimes is what we think about when we say someone has the patience of Job. We think about how they can handle a traffic jam or, you know, some little problem that comes up at home, something tearing up or, you know, whatever the case. We think, you know, they have the patience of Job because they can get through those things without getting all bent out of shape. And that's a good thing. If that's how a person actually is, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's commendable. But again, I reiterate, that is not the patience of Job. The patience of Job is a person keeping on, keeping on, pressing forward, moving on, continuing to be faithful to God in the face of horrible, intense, prolonged affliction. That is the patience of Job. And that is what God wants all of his children to have. You say, does the Lord want every person to be like Job? Absolutely. He wants every saved person to have the patience of Job. Because again, as I mentioned, we're going to have affliction. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when and to what extent, but we're going to all face affliction. And what I see time and again, is people who are saved dropping out, giving up, falling by the wayside, ceasing to be faithful to the Lord when they go through a season of affliction. And you know what that shows? What that shows is that those individuals do not have the patience of Job. And again, you see it all the time. It's been said so often that it's easy to serve the Lord and be faithful when you're not having any problems. And that's kind of the Christianity, the vein of Christianity that we have, that I see going on in this world now. As long as everything's good, people have come to church and they'll talk about the Lord and all that, but you let the bottom fall out. You let affliction come. You let that flogging come into their life where they're going through some really difficult, hard, challenging times, and so often they fall out. They drop out. They quit. And they get upset and they get bitter and have all of these terrible ideas and thoughts in their mind toward God. That shows those individuals don't have the patience of Job. The patience of Job is enduring the affliction. It's hanging in there. It's keeping on, and being faithful for the duration of the affliction. And God intends for all his children to have the patience of Job. And you know that because, again, verse number 10, James says, take the prophets for an example. You know what the Lord expects us to do? He expects us to follow the example of men like Job and those prophets of the Old Testament. He wants us to look back at them and the affliction that they endured in their lives, the things that they went through. I'm talking about real affliction, not this imaginary stuff, but the real affliction they went through. Hardship that just sometimes is hard to believe. Really challenging times. And those men and those women pressed on in spite of the affliction. God wants us to look at their example and learn from that. Learn to endure and to press on in spite of the affliction. That is what is meant by the patience of Job. Here's a third and final thing that I want to say about the patience of Job. Not only do we need to consider the context and the comprehension, but last of all, I want to say we need to understand the conclusion. The conclusion. Look here in James chapter 5 and verse number 11. The Bible says, behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, look at it, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful. That means the Lord is full of pity. He has a lot of pity for people and of tender mercy. But notice it says, and have seen the end of the Lord. Not the end of the Lord like the Lord's coming to an end. That's not what that's referring to. But the end of the Lord with respect to Job and what he produced in Job's life at the end of this season of affliction. James says, look, you've heard about the patience of Job and you've seen how that thing ended for him. You've seen what God did, the conclusion that God brought or that he produced in Job's life whenever he endured. And that's important for you and I to consider. Because I think if we'll consider the conclusion and how that situation worked out for Job, it will inspire us in our times of affliction to press on and hang in there, to be faithful, understanding that there is light at the end of the tunnel, that God is full of pity and tender mercy, and that he will change the situation and bring us out of that season of affliction and reward our faithfulness. The fact that we didn't give up, that we didn't drop out, that we didn't get bitter and mad, but we pressed on. I think it'll help us if we understand this. So I want you to go to Job chapter 42. Job chapter 42, and let's just see the end of the Lord. The Bible records it for us. Maybe you've already read this, but I think it's important to see it again. Job chapter 42. How did all of this situation work out in Job's life? Job suffered affliction, and he endured. He didn't quit. He kept on. He was faithful. And how did that work out? Job chapter 42. And I want us to start reading in verse number 10. Job 42:10. The Bible says, "And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also," look at this, "the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." Two times what he originally had. Gave him twice as much. "Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before," which shows you that all those people had forsaken Job during his time of affliction. When he went through his hard time, the people that should have been with him the most turned their back on him. Friends and family forsook him. And that's how it'll be a lot of times in life. Those people that you need the most often will disappoint you the most. But once things turned around in his life, you see they came back. And that's those fair weather friends and family members. Once things turned around, God changed his situation and he's a wealthy man, even wealthier than he was before. Then you see all these people start filtering back into his life. Notice it says, "Indeed, eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold." Now here, look at verse 12. "So the Lord blessed the latter end." There's the end of the Lord. "The latter end of Job more than his beginning." Now think about that. What is the end of the Lord? How did all this work out for Job? Because he didn't take the advice of his wife and give up. Because he pressed on and endured the affliction. How did it work out? God honored that. God rewarded him. There are people, Christians all over, that are going to miss out on great blessings from God because they quit during times of affliction. They won't hang in there, and because of that, they will miss out on great blessings from the Lord. "So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she-asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters." So he gives him 7 more sons, 3 more daughters. You read the names of his daughters there in verse number 14. You see the beauty of his daughters in verse 15. "And all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them inheritance among their brethren." In verse 16, "After this lived Job 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died being old and full of days." The blessing of God. The end of the Lord. Because he endured the affliction, the Lord rewarded him greatly. I don't know where you are right now in your life, but if you're in a season of affliction, a time where you're going through something really rough, I want to encourage you to have the patience of Job. And I know that's easier said than done. I realize that. I'm not telling you it's easy. I'm telling you, if you'll hang in there and you'll endure this season, in each season of affliction that comes into your life, if you'll just keep on keeping on, being faithful, staying true to God, you will experience the end of the Lord. There will be great rewards and blessings to those who remain faithful. The Bible says this, and I'll close. It says, "The faithful man aboundeth with blessing." Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, thank you again for this day, for this time in your word. I pray that somehow, some way, you'll use the message to be a help. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.